This is the BBC.
Here is Tuesday Scott Mills Daily Podcast. On today's show, more people that love to share on small town swaps. Bangers is back, and have you got a load of videos on your phone you never watch? Hey Chris.
Hey.
Oh hon, you look like you're in pain.
I'm in so much pain. I'm doing that kind of thing where you sit down and you're like, oh.
Now you're not at that age. You're not at that age yet where you know, like old people, they're like every time they sit down or do anything, like, oof.
Everything's a chore. It was fine yesterday.
That'll be the gym, will it?
Yeah, but why the delayed response on it? Like why is the body going now?
That's the DOMS.
Also, you having a right go at me for not going to the gym today, saying I've bottled it already.
Go again. Well, I'm gonna go later, and I'm gonna send you pictures of me, and will that help?
I've noticed you do that on your Instagram though. Occasionally, it's pictures of you working out. I don't like watching friends work out like that.
Do you not want to see me squat?
I don't think you should be putting it on Instagram. To be honest with you,
why not?
It's just a little bit obscene watching you. You know,
it's not. There's nothing bad.
Well, it's just weird, isn't it? It's like watch me squat, people. Look at me in my shorts.
Yeah, you've got DOMS.
I'm working on my DOMS.
No.
And the glutes.
No. Do you know what DOMS is?
No, I don't.
Listen to me like I'm an actual gym head. Really not.
I'd love to be someone. I'm sort of pretending at it at the moment with the idea that at some point...
You've been once.
That at some point, the gym might really get me and I might go.
Yeah. So when are you going again?
I'm going to go maybe tomorrow.
Right, well, that's not good enough, is it?
But that's not the boost I should be getting from a friend, is it?
Winners train and
here we go.
Losers, I can't remember the rest of it, losers lose.
Well, look, I'm a beginner to this game.
It's the delayed onset muscle soreness, mate.
It hurts.
Yeah, it's going to be worse tomorrow.
And what do I need to do this? Because it's weird, you can't rub yourself down, can you?
You can't, no.
It's weird that you can't... Would you like me
to stretch you out?
Why were humans not designed that you could massage yourself? And it'd be as nice.
Exactly, I'd never leave the house. Do you want me to stretch you out?
Nah.
All right. Scott Mills. Oh, all the personal trainers are on now. Andy and Worthing. You need a decent foam roller, mate.
What?
Maybe a foam roller. That's what you need.
Is that one?
It's just a bit of foam that you roll
on. Is that
on.
A position? Or is that what? Or is that equipment?
Now, Chris, I want you to do 10 foam rollers.
I found that, right? So I was so lucky. Get back in the gym to try to do it seriously. I thought, right, I'm going to do a session, pay for someone to help me out, right?
Okay.
Personal trainer. Mm-hmm. He's such a top bloke, this guy. He's called Dan. Really nice guy. But the stuff he says, I don't know.
Right.
So when he says a piece of equipment, I can't tell if he's making it up or not.
Yeah.
When he says about certain positions, I can't tell if he's making it up or not.
He's like, I want 10 Russian leg flicks. Like,
yeah.
Is that one? I mean, he could be making it up for you, know.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
After 1:30, are you that person who takes endless videos that you never watch? One of my mates that I went on holiday with last week, we did a little trip to the desert. He was just filming pictures of rubble.
But it feels right at the time.
But videos and pictures of rubble in the desert.
Scott Mills.
Hi, Chloe. Got loads of videos of me and you DJing at Reading Uni Grad Ball last year. How interesting.
Oh, delete those.
Two blokes playing songs and shouting.
Scott Mills.
People that do videos they'll never watch. Craig and Lincoln is one. 23,000 videos on his phone. Never seen any of them. Our producer Mark has just found this on his phone. It's from a firework display the other day. Because they look and sound so great on a phone, I find.
Scott Mills.
Hey, Anna, happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
How old is it, please?
18.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Here's a celebrity to say happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday. Go, 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 go. It's your birthday. We gon' party because it's your birthday. Got lots of presents just for your birthday. And this is for you.
Did you like that?
Yeah.
Just for you, that was, Anna.
Thank you very much.
So what have you filmed and never watched?
A couple of years ago, I went to see a One Direction concert, and I filmed the whole 2.5 hours and then never watched it back.
The whole of the One Direction gig?
Yeah, took up all the memory on my phone.
Everyone films at gigs. Nobody watches it, ever.
Ever.
And also, when you watch it back, the sound quality is dreadful.
Awful.
Yeah, I was singing in the background. It was awful.
But you see, at every gig, everyone's watching it through their phone. Just watch it, because there's no point.
Yeah, enjoy the moment.
Yeah, exactly.
That's such a good point, Scott. You're not going to have an enjoyable moment watching it back the same way you would enjoy it if it's there. Not the same.
Everyone does it. I remember Matty from 1975 when I went to see them earlier this year. He was like, can everyone just put their phones down for this song, please, and just enjoy it? And actually, I think more people should do that.
Yeah, it's so much nicer.
Have you been to any gigs since where you filmed it all?
No, but I did go to see Coldplay earlier this year and I made it a rule that I just didn't bring out my phone at all.
Exactly.
So, yeah, it was brilliant.
Because you're not going to watch it.
Yeah, exactly.
Could be way worse as well, Scott. Could be one of those people that holds up a full-on tablet.
Oh, I can't bear that.
So you look mad.
You look like a weirdo.
Oh, my God.
Have you ever done that, like full-on tablet at a gig?
No.
There's
way.
A special place for people like that, I think.
Well, that's quite brutal. I was going to say, find quite a lot of parents at gigs do it.
There's no need. Good to speak to you, Anna.
Thank you. You too.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Scott Mills.
God, it's got an overwhelming feeling that I want to ask someone to marry me.
Yeah, well, let's do it.
OMG.
Now.
OMG.
Do you know
marry
what
me?
I always feel so emotional at the end of that. Like, we could take on the world. You're perfect, Scott.
You're between my arms. That was Ed Sheeran, Perfect, on BBC Radio 1. That new Teeks and Chaka Khan and Pop Khan song is coming up, and also Post Malone and Katy Perry. Victoria, have you got a load of videos on your phone you'll never watch?
Hello. Oh, my God.
You all right?
Yes.
Have you got one?
I have one. I unfortunately have many videos I have never watched and probably won't ever watch either.
See, I knew it. What are they of?
So I used to date this guy who was really lovely, but he would send me videos of himself talking to, I guess, me, but I'm not so sure. He would just record himself every day talking about him being a founder.
Oh, wicked. Like, you mean like an entrepreneur?
Yes.
So he'd send you videos showing you his like new business ideas?
Mostly his day and what he's up to and how he's feeling that day and just reflecting on how hard it is and how
being
well
him.
He's doing.
Yeah.
God, that's a random idea. Imagine I did that to you, Scott. It's like a vlog for one, isn't it?
It was just not that entertaining, sadly. Yeah.
I think I've probably done a video to you like that before, My Life's So Hard, etc.
Yeah, you just... Well, we've never really done it like a video diary, but only send it to each other.
No. Maybe I'll start.
And did you send videos back?
Oh, no, because I actually have a life.
Yes, queen. And are you still seeing this really important entrepreneur?
I'm not, sadly. It just got really annoying. Yeah. And
was it every day?
Yeah, he would just send me stuff all the time. And he would be like, oh. And he would also ask me to record some for his social media. That was the worst.
Right. Well, what were you going to say? Or did you ever do one?
No, I never really did one.
It's not someone we know, is
let
it?
Let him do it.
It's not like a dragon.
No, no.
It's not Alan Sugar, is it?
Oh, gosh, no.
Imagine Adam Sugar sent you a video every day telling you what he was up to.
Hello.
Imagine how boring that would be.
Hello, I'm important and rich.
I think that was the, the inspiration. It was like, oh, my life is so incredible. I need to share it with someone.
Yeah, you know when Alan Sugar's on The Apprentice Guy and he can't be there to tell the contestants what they're up to and he sends a video in?
Yeah.
Like, normally if it's too far from his house, he just sends the video. He sends Karen and Claude and then he's on the screen. He's like, I'm really sorry.
That's great, isn't it?
I'm really sorry I can't be there. Unfortunately, I've been called away on business. But have you noticed it's always shot in the boardroom?
Yeah.
So it's a blatant lie.
Yeah. You're in the boardroom,
You're in the boardroom.
You just can be bothered.
But maybe that's his way of, you know, showing he's really busy and unattainable.
Yeah, true.
These videos, do you, did they just sort of... this happens with WhatsApp, you know, where it just saves to your camera roll?
Yeah.
That's what you've got to turn that off. Otherwise, you end up with all sorts of nonsense on your phone.
Same.
That's a great tip. That's a great tip. Thank you.
You're very welcome, Victoria. Thank you for being on.
Scott Mills.
On yesterday's show, we discovered that The Weeknd and Justin Bieber have so far in their lives shared two girlfriends. But this doesn't just happen in LA showbiz circles. It happens in places like Aldershot too. They're all sharing. More on this after three on our new feature called... What was it called?
One.
Small town.
Small town. We had to change the word.
It was so, small town sex. But
it was, yeah, we can't say that anymore.
Yeah, so what is it?
We had to change it and we've forgotten the new one. Small town swaps.
That's it. Or local lovers.
Yes.
Coming up after three.
Scott Mills.
I'm Scott Mills. That's a great idea. We need to put our name to that really quick before someone scoops it up. Next big TV documentary hosted by Scott and Chris, Local Lovers.
Great. Where do we start?
Well, probably Basingstoke or something like that.
Oh, yeah, well.
Oh, I mean, I see. Well, you mean where do we start with the idea?
No, I meant like who do we take it to now?
Yeah.
What's the process from there?
I've just said it on air as well. Someone else is going to nick it.
Well, yeah, we'll specifically take Basingstoke though.
Yeah.
Before someone else.
Hello, Leah. She's really looking forward to this because she has also been a local lover in the past.
I'm amazed how many people are getting in touch with the show who are the actual people involved in this.
Yeah, some towns are like past the parcel. They really are.
And sometimes, it's so hard for your head to keep up with. It's not just two couples.
No.
It's exes, 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 exes. Yeah. It's like three or four involved.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Kevin, where are you?
Hi, Scott. I'm just in Newton Abbey outside Belfast.
Okay, and tell us what you're doing tonight, please.
Super excited. I'm away to see Steps. And the Venga Boys are going to be there as well.
Yes, please.
Great. And what boys are going to be there as well?
Venga Boys.
The Venga Boys.
Oh, supporting, I assume.
Yeah,
never know with the Venga. I see the Venga Boys, right, at quite a few unis.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't know what the Venga Boys look like. Would you, Scott? Like, I'd be excited about the Venga Boys coming.
Yeah.
Cos party.
Hopefully they'll do with going to Ibiza as well.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. You should Google some images, some of the outfits that they've worn in the past. They've been quite amazing.
Yeah. Are you getting dressed up for tonight?
I'm not, no, but my sister might be, I think. It was her birthday a little while ago, so that's why I'm treating her to that as well. So.
Yeah.
We're both going along.
Is it the original lineup of Venga Boys?
Good question. I need to have a look at that as well.
Yeah,
I don't know what that is. I saw this great video, Scott, of someone playing Venga Boys out loud in their car stereo going through a town. But because it's so loud and it's late at night when all the clubs are kicking out, everyone starts joining in. It's awesome. I need to send it, yeah.
Chris, your top three Venga Boys songs.
Why are you playing this game today? I'm going to go We Like to Party.
Yes.
Yep.
I'm going to go We're Going to Ibiza.
Yep.
And the Venga Boys Are Coming. Is that one?
I think it is.
Everyone, everybody's jumping.
You missed out Boom, 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 Boom.
Boom, 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 boom.
Tune. You're going to have an amazing night, Kevin.
Bangers feels disappointing.
Are you in Belfast tonight, is it?
Yeah, it's just at the arena, so my sister managed to get seven rows from the front as well, so it's really, really good seat.
Yes. Okay, here's what I've got for you today on Bangers.
Thank you.
It's not Steps. Khalees, Trick Me.
Not bad.
It's not bad. Mine is even less Steps. No, but we'll go with it. It's this.
Tune.
This is the Kaiser Chiefs. Every day I love you less and less.
What was it to be?
They are both good choices and really diverse as well.
Yeah.
I do like your choice, Scott. It's really good. Mm-hmm. But funnily enough, I've not heard the Kaiser Chiefs for a while.
You're joking me.
Sorry, Scott.
I thought I had that in the bag.
Go on,
then.
Kevin.
I know. Sorry, I love it.
It's fine. Enjoy Steps.
Thank you.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
sounded good.
Yeah.
That sounded really good.
I was actually slightly worried about that. I've forgotten how good that was.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get some new underwear for Friday by the looks of it. I mean, it's only Tuesday, but I definitely should have won yesterday.
You've just got that slight feeling in your stomach. It's like, it might happen.
Oh, no, it's turning.
We've done this before.
Yes. You just sent me the video of everyone joining in with the Venga Boys outside a pizza shop.
It's so good. It's this car just going through town with Venga Boys really loud, and everyone's loving it.
Boom, 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 boom.
It must have been such a moment. It must have been awesome.
Loads of people have been on saying it was in Cheltenham.
Was it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's an awesome video. Scott Mills. I'm on Charlie Slough's show tonight. I'm excited about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's going to be good.
Big man ting.
That's right. And I've got a game which I want you lot to get involved with. If you want to be on Charlie's show tonight, stay there. I'll let you know what it is. We don't all live in big cities, you know, like Glasgow or Manchester or Cardiff or London. In some places, if you're looking for a date or just to meet up, there are a lot less people to choose from. So sometimes you do end up seeing one of your ex's exes. It happens.
Mm.
3:10, we've got some more small town swaps. Scott Mills. Yesterday on the show, we were saying about Justin Bieber and The Weeknd, who have so far shared two girlfriends at different times, obviously. Mm. But it's not just in superstar circles that it's happening, as we found out on yesterday's show. It happens in places like Grantham too. Winchester, notorious for it. Fife, they're all sharing each other.
It seems more glamorous with them, though, just because, just because A-listers.
But it's happening in small towns. The original name of the feature I'm not allowed to say anymore. So we're calling it Small Town Swaps. Hello, Ems.
Hello.
Hello, have you got one for me?
Yeah.
Go on.
I do. So me and my ex-partner broke up nearly 3 years ago.
Yes.
So I started going out with the girls uptown, and I've met my now boyfriend. We started seeing each other. After a few weeks, his ex found out, and she wasn't very happy about it.
No, I imagine.
No. So his ex and my ex decided that they'd make it official and get together.
Oh, what?
Oh, my goodness.
So your two exes got together?
Yeah.
Right.
Which made it very difficult for us because we were trying to get together. So you can imagine, I was buzzing that my ex had moved on. But not with his ex.
Yeah. Well, you've got a situation here, Scott, to make this simple. There's two couples. They've swapped.
Yes.
Effectively, yeah.
Girlfriend swap, wife swap.
Yeah, boyfriend swap. What we got called as well.
What, wife swap?
Yeah, somebody called as wife swap.
But it must be so confusing if people bump into you on a night out and they don't. It's like, what's going on here? Who's with who?
Does that happen?
Yeah, that happened, yeah. Yeah, that happened.
And what town are you from?
Leek, Staffordshire.
Yes, Leek. We're putting Leek on the small town swaps map.
Lucy Leakey.
Oh, my God.
No, just a bit loose around there.
That's, oh, I see. I thought you said her name was Lucy.
No.
Loose Leek.
See, the ex wasn't called Lucy, just for clarification on this.
No, no.
Good.
I've been to Leek. I didn't realise it was like that.
Yeah, it's a bit weird.
Is everyone quite accepting?
Well, it's acceptable now because we're together now, 2 years on, so...
Okay. Is the ex still with the ex?
No, they lasted a week or so, yeah, it didn't
work
out.
Oh, no, that's probably why you sound so chipper.
Scott Mills. There is a pattern emerging here from the texts and tweets that we've been getting in of the towns where this happens the most. I'm talking about the small town swaps.
Yeah, it's amazing. It paints a picture, doesn't it? It almost paints a map.
Really does. Well, I've actually got a map of all the small towns that have been most mentioned. Are you ready for it?
I'm okay. Ready.
They're swapping all over the place in the following places. Here we go. Winchester. Leek. Basingstoke, Aldershot, Banbury, Ramsgate, Tunbridge Wells, Carmarthen, Fife, Bodmin, Gosport, Wisbeach, Fareham, Bewdley, and the Rhondda Valleys. Scott Mills. Some more towns coming in. Sorry, I've done the list now. We might return to that, though. That was Rudimental and James Arthur. Sun Comes Up on Radio 1. I'm on Charlie Slough's new show tonight. Have you heard it yet?
Yes, it's brilliant.
It's mad. It's called The 8th. I'm on tonight, 9 o'clock. and I'm going to be playing a game that we normally play, but like a late night version of it. Charlie Sloth, been on the show many a time, hip hop king, best looking fat guy in the universe. Ask your mum, your sister, or your nan. They all love him. And we're going to do a late night version of the naked game tonight. So if you've not heard this before, we get three people on the line. One of them is completely naked while they're talking to us. The other two are just pretending. Our job is to work out which are lying and which one of them is telling the truth. Only one is naked. And we get some really good actors on this, you know. Here's what happened when I asked Victoria to prove if she was naked or not.
I can jiggle me thighs and slap them together a bit.
No, there's no need
that
for
could
that.
Work. Yeah, try that.
Oh, okay. Okay, I wasn't as keen as Chris, but yeah, go
no,
for
I just,
it.
No, isn't that what you were insinuating?
What's that? What's that?
Slapping my thighs.
Oh, yeehaw. And then comes the big reveal, of course. Naked person, reveal yourself.
It's me, Victoria.
No way!
It's not Zoe. Oh, Victoria, you fooled us.
Right, Zoe, what are you doing?
I'm just out of my kitchen doing some work, really.
Oh, you are so good. You see, these people are good. Now, I'm after two things here. Somebody that will be naked at 9 o'clock tonight.
Which, you know, I think it lends itself to a late night game, this.
I'm also looking for some people who won't be naked, but will be up for pretending to be. You need to be a really convincing, really good actor. And at that time of night, who knows what Charlie's going to ask you?
I think the nude's the key here. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
For nine.
It is, yeah.
Nude at nine, let us know.
Nude at nine, let us know. 81199, if you want to be on with me and Charlie Sloth on the show tonight from 9 o'clock.
Scott Mills.
Hello, who's that?
Hello. Hello, Scott, it's Lauren.
Hey, Lauren, what's going on?
Oh, I'm so glad you're back, Scott. I've had the worst week.
Oh, tell me about it.
Oh, I had this exam yesterday and it was like the worst thing ever. And all I could think was, it's all right, Scott's back.
Oh, you're cute.
I know, it's Thank true. You. Me and my friend Katie are like the biggest fans of your show, like literally the biggest.
I really worry that maybe it's put you off your exam.
Oh, I did it. It was yesterday, so...
Oh, what was it?
It was in grammar. I studied linguistics, so it was awful, so...
Yeah, I mean, this show is possibly the worst thing if you are studying grammar. The grammar's terrible,
yeah,
generally.
No. Well, Chris, I got something to say to you, actually. My friend Katie, when we're stressed with our exams, she listens to your voice because it soothes her. That is the truth.
That's a new one.
I swear that is the truth.
So, Katie thinks that Chris has got a soothing voice.
Yes, and she listens to him when she's stressed.
You should do, like, some audio books or something.
Yes, yeah. I should.
Yes, you should.
Oh, I'd buy those. Defo, and she defo would.
Maybe we'll do one for Katie, actually.
Oh, yes, please. She's studying at Exeter Uni now, and she's, like, really stressed, so
okay.
That would mean the world.
What would you like me to read?
Something relaxing, I don't know, like a meditation or something.
Okay, we can do that. We'll get it sorted, all right?
Oh, fab.
Scott Mills.
We're back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1.